Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. And folks, today you're more connected than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering you the mobile banking services that you need. And Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. I want to turn now to two neighbors. They're right around the corner from each other in the Cumming area. Tom Burgess from Christian Brothers Automotive and Doug Clayton from Bullseye Marksman Gun Club. First, Tom Burgess, Christian Brothers Automotive. Tom, welcome.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Now, Christian Brothers Auto, you obviously have something to do with automotive.
Yep.
Tell us what that is.
So we do service and repair on all makes and models of vehicles.
Great. That's pretty short and sweet, to the point.
Yep.
You make it happen. Well, let's get into how you got into this business, though, first, and then we'll dive a little deeper into how you do what you do. But tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into this business.
So I've always been an auto nut, motorhead, you might call it. I was 15 when I got my first car, and I had it painted, did all the body work, any tune-up I could do, had it all ready to go, took it to Mako and got my $300 paint job prior to even taking my driver's license test. So I think I was more nervous during the test that I was going to damage my car than I was actually getting my license. And that's always been that way. So I was military for 23 years and moved 9 times during that time frame. And each time I moved, I had to find an auto place that I could trust. And then I had to repeat that process when I moved. So after retiring from the military, I worked for a defense contractor. I was on the road all the time. 2 out of every 4 weeks, I was calling home from a hotel, which got very old. And I told my wife, I want to find a business where I can anchor the family, not worry about being moved when they're in high school or something like that. And started looking at what was out there and saw the little blurb on Christian Brothers. And my wife said, absolutely not. Never going to happen. Not going to leave the corporate world to open some greasy, grimy auto shop. And I said, I don't think it's quite that. So it took a long time to get her convinced. But being a motorhead, there was a natural fit.
Sure.
And then as I began to investigate the company and learn more about them, that really is what made my mind up for me, because they represent what I had to look for every time I was looking for an auto shop.
Now drill into that, Tom, because there are lots of auto repair concepts out there when it comes to franchises, right? And there's a lot, you could have bought a dealership or a auto repair business. Right. Why Christian Brothers Auto?
Yeah, the beginning, the first thing you notice on the shuttle car and is the motto of love your neighbor as yourself. And that's what it's all about, is taking care of people. It's not all about the bottom dollar. It's being a good neighbor, being a light in the community. They are faith-based. People ask, where's my other brother named Christian? And why would two brothers be named the same thing? But no, it is faith-based. It came from a church. Two gentlemen in a church couldn't figure out what to call it. And one of the wives offered up, hey, you go to the same church, your brothers in Christ, call it Christian Brothers. And they said, no, we could never do that. So 204 shops later, it's Christian Brothers Automotive. So you know who wins in that.
Sure.
And then I visited a shop and I was sitting in the lobby listening, and a woman came in and she needed motor mounts on her Toyota. And it's fairly expensive. That particular repair, you have to drop part of the subframe out. And it was a pretty big hit. It was about a $600 repair. And she had to do it. You can't let your motor be flopping around in there. It causes other problems. So, and it's easy to diagnose. You step on the brake, hit the gas, that the motor jumps up and down, and the motor mount has clearly failed. So she was waiting in the lobby, and another mechanic came in, and he said, hey, I was able to get my hand up there. I've got fairly small hands, and the bolts were loose. So I tightened up your bolts and your motor is solid. You don't owe us anything. You're good to go. And she's in tears and, you know, thrilled to death. And I was sitting there thinking at most shops, the original mechanic would have been insulted and mad because he was made to look bad.
Right.
The service writer would have said, hey, you just cost me a sale. The owner would have said, what are you doing? That was $600 we could have banked. And instead, everybody's celebrating. There's hugs happening all around. And I said, you know, this is the place that I want to be associated with. So that was really one of the defining moments for me. And then lastly, they give back and we give back. You know, the founder said we will always give 10% of our profits back to the community, to charity. And they do that today. And we've had cases where we were actually able to give a van to a woman, a single mother. Her ex-husband wrecked her conversion van. She had three kids, one of which was in a wheelchair. They all had some disabilities. And she needed a vehicle, and I called Christian Brothers, and they interviewed her and her pastor and found that it was really a hardship case. Mm. And the next thing I knew, I got a check for $25,000, and you know, we were able to buy her a van. So
wow.
That's what it's all about.
Wow. Wow. Tom Burgess, Christian Brothers Automotive. That leaves me speechless, Tom. Now, talk a little bit about what makes your customer experience different. That's a different question, right?
Because
you've got some special ways that you deal with customers.
Yeah, the motto is nice difference, and you see that in our password for our Wi-Fi. And
right.
And so we try to take every stereotype that my wife was associating with an auto garage and turn that around. So when you walk in, you come into a very clean, comfortable lobby. It looks like a doctor's office. The couches people fall asleep in regularly. It's a very quiet environment. We were the first shop to get what we call a wireless bar where you can set your laptop up and do some work. So that's very different. The lobby is different. We have a big window where you can look out into the bays. We want people to see that we are working on the car. You didn't hand your keys to someone and it's still sitting in the parking spot where you left it an hour later. So that's different. And we don't have a sign that says, no customers past this point for insurance reasons. We want to take you out in the bay. We want to show you on your vehicle what did we find and why are we making recommendations to you. So that's a big deal right there. When people see what a tie rod is, they may not know what that is, but when they see it on their car, they can see that the CV joint boot is leaked all the grease out. They understand what they're paying for, and they don't feel like they're just writing a check.
Sure.
And they don't understand the value. So we always take them out there, introduce them to their technicians, and let the technician explain why we're making recommendations. And our technicians are different. They tend to stay with Christian Brothers for life. We treat everybody like family, and our technicians are master mechanics. That's pretty rare. You might have one master mechanic in a shop normally. That means he's taken every ASE test, passed them all, and he can work on every system on every make and model of car. So that's quite an achievement. And like I said, most shops will have one. I have three. I'll be hiring a fourth in about 2 weeks. He'll be coming on board. So you know that your car is being taken care of by somebody who really has a lot of experience and knowledge.
And ASE is?
Sorry.
That's okay.
Automobile Service of Excellence. They are the certifying body for all mechanics out there. They're the ones that give and create the tests to make sure that a mechanic knows what he's doing when he's certified in a particular system on a car.
Gotcha. So just to be clear, you got three. Most shops have one. You're about to have four.
Right.
That's pretty compelling math, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the biggest last difference is, this is an industry where most folks work on commission, and unfortunately, that creates a lot of upselling. No service writer at Christian Brothers works on commission. So oftentimes, they will sit down with a customer on the sofa and say, here's what we noticed, but I wouldn't do these three things just yet. They're not needed. We just want to let you know that they're starting to go, and in probably a year or 6 months or whatever, you know, we may be recommending to replace or repair or service that component.
Right.
But right now, it's just something to keep an eye on, and we want to let you know. And people are amazed by that. You know, they'll say, you're not selling me on repairs? Right, we're not. But then they understand when the time comes, they've known about it, and we've talked to them about it. So
sure,
a lot of differences.
Sure. Now, I'm glad you ended on that note because, you know, people want to know what some of the mistakes they make in either servicing or not servicing their vehicles, not getting them in. Talk a little bit about that. Give folks some tips.
Yeah, you know, I thought I was a car guy till I got into this business, and I found out the things that I was doing wrong. Probably one of the biggest things I would say is everybody knows to change your oil to save your engine. You know, an engine's not going to last for the life of the car if you don't change the oil. And one of the biggest things I learned is that every fluid in the car has a lifespan. And once it's expired, it's reached the end of its lifespan. It's no longer protecting that component. So whatever fluid is in your car, look at your owner's manual, see what the manufacturer says, and then take it somewhere where they actually test the fluid. Unfortunately, that's one of the things that gets upsold the most is your brake fluid is dark. It needs to be replaced. Well, dark has nothing to do with it. It's how much moisture it's absorbed. The purpose of brake fluid is to transfer the energy and absorb moisture so that calipers and your master cylinder and those things don't ever rust up on you because that's how they fail. So once it's saturated with water, it's time to change out, and there's no set time for that. So that's true of every your fluid in your differential, your transmission fluid. No fluid is a lifetime fluid, despite then service it when it needs to be serviced so that those components last the life of your car. You should never change a master cylinder. You should never change a power steering rack. And the only times we have to do that is because the fluid is no longer serving its purpose, and it's actually damaging the component rather than protecting it. That's probably the biggest thing that I've seen.
Gotcha. Now, we've got a lot of business owners as listeners. Do you service fleets, and how do you work with businesses on their fleets?
We do. We love fleets, and I love going to someone who has a fleet and giving them some of our letters of recommendations and letting them talk to the people that we service, because we're told we're doing it better than most folks out there. We really want to turn a fleet vehicle as soon as possible. So if we've got a fleet of vehicles that all use the same brake rotors and pads, we're going to keep those in stock. And instead of you losing a vehicle that might cost you $1,000 a day because it's been off the road, we can turn a brake job in 2 hours and you're out the door. And people are amazed by that. So we always look at them as a priority vehicle to get in and get out. And then we try to take fleet ownership away from the individual who that's not what they want to do. You know, we have a cabinet maker. He wants to be out there making cabinets. We have a closet company. They want to be installing. They don't want to be worried about their fleets. So we'll keep a logbook. We'll let them know, hey, you're losing about 2 millimeters every 10,000 miles on your brakes. So I'm going to try to do some predictions to say, make sure it comes in this time frame so that you don't damage your rotors and you're not replacing components you don't have to. So again, it's quick service. It's good value. We have special pricing for fleets. And then it's again, how do we save that owner money, in the long run vehicles? That's what we're always trying to do for folks.
We're speaking with Tom Burgess, and Tom is the owner of Christian Brothers Automotive in Cumming. So I'm looking to buy a used car, Tom. What advice? Give me some good advice on what I need to look for. Do I need to get the car and have you look at it first?
That's probably the most important thing. And it doesn't matter where you're buying it from, whether it's a dealer or an individual. Dealers will let you take it to an independent facility like ours, and we'll do a complete inspection on that vehicle. We'll look it over under the hood, underneath. We'll look for leaks. And the main thing is, if it's coming from a dealership, you want to take all that back. We give you a digital vehicle inspection anytime a vehicle comes in. And you can take that in with pictures and videos and say, here are some things they noticed. I'd like to get this fixed before I purchase the vehicle. If it's an individual that's selling it, we love for that individual and you to come in, the buyer, sit in the lobby, then we bring you out after we've looked the vehicle over and we show both of you on the car, here's what we see. Because then the seller can't say, well, I don't know if I buy that. Well, they looked at it. They saw it.
Sure.
Here's the cost to fix it, and then you can negotiate with the buyer. But the big thing right now is when they had the floods in Houston, people in Houston did not have flood insurance. So they didn't make an insurance claim if their vehicle got flooded. There was no point. They weren't going to get any money for it. So they detailed it out. They made it look beautiful. And then they sold it as quick as they could. So out there now, there's 500,000 of these vehicles that were underwater to some degree. And we're seeing them come through in these pre-purchase inspections. And you just don't want those vehicles. And they can look beautiful. We had a $70,000 King Ranch pickup with 5,000 miles come in. We had to change all the computers because all the computers were underwater. That's not a vehicle you want to buy. So we can see that where you wouldn't be able to tell just looking at it. That truck looked absolutely immaculate. I was amazed to find out it was a flood vehicle. So again, it's not going to show up on a Carfax. You need an expert to take a look at it. So let us do that for you. It's the best $119.99 you'll spend.
Wow. Yeah, because that could save you a whole lot of money right there, right?
A lot of aggravation.
Yeah, do not judge a book by its cover.
That's it.
Let Tom read the book for you, right?
That's it.
as to use another metaphor. So, Tom, this has been great. So for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information, tell them how to do that.
So if you just Google Christian Brothers Automotive and then Cumming, because there are 12 around Atlanta, we'll pop up. 470-253-7376 is our phone number. But we're easy to find. You can Google us and you'll see us on there.
And you service folks come a long way to do business with you too.
We really do. We got a pretty loyal following of people that will only use Christian Brothers, and we're thrilled by that and humbled by it.
Well, congratulations on your success, Tom. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Folks, if you need help of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing presentations, and more, well, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as-needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is finished. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. We now turn to Doug Clayton. Doug is the owner of Bullseye Marksman Gun Club. Doug, welcome.
Thanks, John.
Great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about Bullseye Marksman Gun Club.
Well, we were the first gun range and gun club in Forsyth County. We opened in 2005, and we've got 10 pistol lanes, 2 rifle lanes, and outdoor archery available. So at the time when we opened up, we were the first and most up-to-date range in Georgia at the time.
Wow. So talk a little bit about gun range etiquette.
Well, that comes up a lot because a lot of people, first time to a gun range, they don't really know exactly what to do when they come in the door. The first and foremost, make sure your firearm is secure. It needs to be in a box, a range bag, something like that when you come in the door. It doesn't matter if it's loaded as long as it's put away, right? We don't necessarily need to see your gun when you come in the door. Most people are very proud of it, so they want to show you. So my advice is to leave it in the bag or the holster. Make sure that you're out on the range before you take the gun out and start firing.
Right.
You know.
Well, and the one thing about your shop, I have to say, is that you've got folks that'll help, right?
So we do.
Yeah. So if they've got questions, come on in and let's talk about your questions, and then you can answer them, right?
That's right. Every one of our guys in the store is able to train, can diagnose and, you know, troubleshoot a firearm if there's something wrong with it. So we've got very knowledgeable staff.
Outstanding. Now, gun sales and background checks. Talk a little bit about what's involved in that.
That's another area where there's a lot of confusion.
Sure.
You know, a lot of conversation about loopholes and things. Everything we sell has to go through a background check. It's an FBI background check, so it's done at the highest level. Even somebody that's here in the country from another country, but they've got a green card or a permanent resident card, they check all the way through Interpol. So every possible avenue is checked before they can actually purchase a firearm. So both in the store and at gun shows, if we attend a gun show, all background checks have to be done by a licensed FFL.
Gotcha. So be ready for that. What does an individual need to supply you to go through that background check?
Well, in the state of Georgia, all you really need is a driver's license or a state ID. It's got to be an issued state ID. If someone does have a carry permit, which is issued in the state, it does serve as their background check because they've done an extensive background check in order to receive that particular document.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We're speaking with Doug Clayton, and Doug is the owner of Bullseye Marksman Gun Club. Class 3 firearms. What is a Class 3 firearm, Doug?
Class 3 firearms is going to be silencers, fully automatic firearms, short-barreled rifles. So there's a lot of things that aren't normally sold over the counter and require special tax stamps in order to receive those. Mm. So the tax stamp generally is a $200 tax stamp that is paid to the FBI or to ATF. And it takes about a year to clear that. So once you file and pay your fees, it usually takes between 10 and 12 months in order to receive the stamp, to receive the firearm or the silencer. Gotcha. So it takes a long time, and it does require special permission.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, I know you do repairs,
yes.
right? Gunsmithing,
yes.
as it's called in the industry. So talk a little bit about your gunsmithing business.
Yeah, well, it seems to be a whole nother segment of what we do.
Sure.
A lot of people purchase a firearm, and it's not exactly what they want. We can mold and shape the grip so that it best fits their hand. We can add night sights. We can actually change the color of a firearm. So we take it over. We have a smith right across the street that can change the color, change the texture of any firearm out there, whether it's a polymer frame gun or a steel frame gun. But we can do anything from changing night sights to a complete build on an AR-15. Yeah, so you can start from scratch and build exactly what you want.
And, Doug, talk a little bit about folks that are maybe new to this as a hobby, or maybe they just need a refresher. How often do they clean that gun and maintenance? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, ideally, you would clean your firearm every single time you use it. And, you know, it takes a lot of different pieces of equipment, solutions, and chemicals to make sure the gun's functioning properly. So a lot of people will let their guns go. They'll shoot it four or five times at the range before they clean it. My recommendation is at the end of every session that you clean the firearm. It's going to always be operable at that point and properly lubricated. Just like anything else that's metal, if you don't lubricate it, it will rust, right? So moisture gets in, that lubrication and that oil, it protects it against any kind of moisture that gets into the firearm.
Gotcha. Let's back up and talk a little bit about you as an owner. Tell us a little bit about how you got in this business, Doug, and your journey.
That's a long story. I was in corporate America. I was a Singular Wireless for almost 20 years. Started with Bell South Mobility, and later the company became Singular Wireless, and held a bunch of jobs there. And actually, once we started having children, I decided that it was time for me to be home. I was at my last job at Singular. I was a manager of sales compensation, and that kept me on the road a lot. So I looked around for something to do, something different. And went back to school, learned how to build a business plan and do all the math, and came up with a gun range. And I was lucky that my wife said, if that's really what you want to do, go for it. So I took my business plan to a bank, and they approved it on the first try.
Wow.
So it was, for me, it was like a sign that said, okay, this is the path that you need to go on.
Right.
We've been open since 2005. I have... luckily been on the field with my children when they played football or volleyball or softball at every game. I haven't missed a game. They're both in college now, and, you know, it served its purpose. And
sure.
Allowed me to be home and have a living and to hopefully create a legacy.
That's great. And let's, if anybody can't do the math, and I think everybody out there can, that's about 14 years, 15 years, let's call it, you've been in business.
Yep.
Congratulations on that, because there's a whole lot of folks that go in business and don't make it near that long.
Yeah, there's been some times.
Yeah, of course, it's, right?
It's always a struggle. But, it takes a lot. It takes everything, and it takes a lot of out of you. But
right.
It does lend the opportunity to go out the door and be at home whenever it's required, you know?
Yeah, and talk a little bit about that, because there's been a lot of ups and downs in the gun industry over the time you've had your business. Talk about what you have to do to get through some of that, right? I mean, what's the secret to navigating those ups and downs as a business owner?
Well, it's hard, because sometimes you have to see the future a little bit, right? And if you, if sometimes if you guess wrong, you're left with a lot of inventory on the shelf that you end up having to sell at a discount. So, you really have to, be on top of your game. You have to look at your inventory every day, talk to your customers, communicate to your customers. Our customers drive our business. They tell us what we need to have in the store every single day. Either just by saying, I read this or I saw this in a book or I heard this. And we have to respond to that, right? So, we have to always be evaluating what's in the store, evaluating what's coming out. Going out to the gun shows that the distributors have every year and seeing what's new. And, you know, as we're doing that, we're seeing everything evolve. And when I first started this business, it was all about, you know, large frame carry guns. Well, now everything has gone to a small frame. Can it fit in my pocket? Right? Type of a carry gun. And, that has been a complete 180 from where it was when we first started. Right.
Right.
So, it's just keeping your pulse on it and making sure that you're watching and listening to the customers.
So, advice that you might have for folks that are looking for a carry arm, and what can they come out to your place and try out different guns to see what fits best? Or obviously, you're there to give advice.
Yeah, we have a lot of advice.
Yeah, so. For sure.
But we also have over 150 guns that you can try.
Yeah.
So we have everything from the smallest semi-automatic pistol or revolver up to AK-47, AR-15. So we have something that you would like to experience, or if you're thinking about it, to shoot something similar so that you've got a really good understanding of what you're getting yourself into. Right. And what your investment's going to be. And are you going to enjoy shooting it? And will you come back and practice? Biggest thing we see is people buy things that they haven't shot. They get out on the range and shoot it one time. They don't like the experience. So they end up trading it in on something and losing a ton of money. And we want to stop that. I only want you to make a purchase once. Right. And then I want you to take training and have some classes with that particular firearm. So you understand what it takes to maintain that gun, fire that gun, and use it the proper way.
Now, you mentioned a couple of key words I heard there, training and classes.
Yes.
That you offer. Talk a little bit about those.
Well, that's how the business was started. Part of my job at Singular, I was a corporate trainer for several years in my career. And when we opened up, that was the first thing we did was become NRA certified. So we have classes from the basic all the way to an advanced class. So if somebody's never touched a gun before, our basic handgun class that we run the first Monday of every month, you can come in and learn all the basics of safety, all the basics of handling a firearm, and you'll get a chance to go out on the range and shoot 50 rounds during that class. Everything's included in one class, so you don't have to bring anything. We actually supply everything that you'll need for the class. And we also have advanced classes. So if you're getting ready for competition, you're getting ready for qualifications for law enforcement or security guards, we take them through the entire program. So they're running, moving with the firearm, shooting, changing magazines, so that they get a real life experience of what it's like in situations.
Wow. Lots of options there, folks, for training at Bullseye Marksman Gun Club with Doug Clayton. So, Doug, for those that would like more information, would like to be in touch with you, tell them how they do that.
Well, our website is bullseyemarksman.com, and we also have bullseyemarksman.net. Bullseyemarksman.com is our buying site. We have a full catalog on there with over 10,000 products. So if you're looking for something, that's a great place to go. We're competitive in the marketplace with all the other websites that are out there selling product. We also have .net. BullseyeMarksman.net is information about the facility. It's information about our classes, kind of a curriculum. It also has some information about our employees and things like that on there as well. You can always reach us at 678-965-5504. That's the phone number into the range. Hit number 2 and take you right to the sales floor.
Sounds great. Doug Clayton, Bullseye Marksman Gun Club. Thanks again for being with us.
Thanks, John. I enjoyed it.
It's our pleasure. So, folks, just a reminder, we've got a whole archive of about, we're up to, I think, about 170 shows or so that where we feature great entrepreneurs like Doug and Tom here on North Fulton Business Radio. If you you can go to our website, northfultonbusinessradio.com. You can search for different industries, different entrepreneurs that you know have been on the show. And find them there. You can also find us, if you're a podcast fan, you can find us on all your favorite podcast aggregators, including Apple Podcast, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast, my personal favorite, and basically your favorite podcast app. So we're all over the place. So check us out there, subscribe to us, and if you like what we're doing here at North Fulton Business Radio, give us a review. We'd appreciate that. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, North Fulton BRX. That's North Fulton BRX. So for our guest, Tom Burgess with Christian Brothers Automotive and Cumming and Doug Clayton with Bullseye Marksman Gun Club, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.